You're holding daf tesvav on the base. Okay, last more again, last shaila was again, boy Ilfa. Ilfa asked a question like this. Yodayim toiris lechatzoyin, oyein toiris lechatzoyin. When you wash your hands, natilas yodayim, could you be mitayin them halfway, half of the time? Lechatzoyin, is there such a taira halfway? So Gemara says, hey Kidomi, what's your question? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the komasha beitrei mirvius, that two people wash their hands from the same revius. In other words, you have a revius of water in the cup, and first one person pours the water on his hands, and then that's a shiloh, what it means the second person puts his hands underneath the first one's hands, and the water drips down on his hands, or else the leftover water from this cup could be used by a second person. So that's your question. Like here it comes out that two people are using revius, it's like each person is only using half of a shear. Is that good or not? So Mar says, Vatanan, what's your question? We learned? Vatanan, we learned the Mishnah that says, Merevius, from a revius of water, Neitlin liyadayim liyechad afil lishnayim, you could wash one hand, one person, a second person. So it says a clear Mishnah that two people could use the same revius. So you could use half on one person, half on the other person. And the svar is, because the leftover water is called the boyim ishiur etaira. It's coming from a leftover water from a revius. So that's good. So what's your question? It's a Mishnah. You know a Mishnah. So Mar says that can't be the question. V'yelo, the question has to be the komasha chod chod yodeho, that he washed one hand at a time. Like maybe you have to wash both hands at the same time. Here he washed one hand and then he washed the second hand. Is that good or not? So Mar says, is that a question? V'yotsanami also learned. Hanoito yoda achas benetila. If you wash one hand with a tila shadoyim by pouring water over your hands, the yachas pishtifa, and the second hand you dip it into the mikvah. Pishtifa means you put it into the water, into a mikvah. So yodav toiris, your hands are tor. So you see, it's not better than washing hands separately. Because here you only washed one hand, and then the second hand you put into a mikvah, it's like two separate washings. So I call upon him, you see, we could look at each hand by itself, and you could get your tire on each hand by itself. Even so, though, we could say one hand gets its tire from an atila, you're pouring the water over, and the second hand gets its tire from putting your hand into the mikvah. So you see, each hand can be tore by itself. So Gemara says, the question is, v'yelo de komashya palga palga de yode. We're talking about we washed half his hand at one time, and then the other half the second time. And the havamina is that he dried up. He washed half of his hand, like Rashi says, the mitzvah is to wash ad haperek, until the end of the hand. So he washed first halfway, he dried it up, and then he washed the second half. That's your question, is that good or not? So the Gemara says, for sure it's not good. For Yarmid, the very Abiyanai says, Yodayim ein toiris lechatzoyim, you cannot be mitar your hands halfway, you can't wash half a hand, dry it up, and then wash the second half. So also no question. So Mar says, let's rich of here, what we're talking about is the ikka mashka tefeich, that there's still some water left over on the first part of the hand. Again, you washed half of your hand, and it dried up a little bit, but there's still enough wetness on it. This lashon of tefeich amanas latfeich means that there's enough wetness on your hands that if you touch another surface, you'll make that surface wet also. That's called tefeich amanas latfeich. There's enough wetness here that it could wet something else also. So if you have that much wetness on the hand that was washed, and you dried it up a little bit, and a little bit of wetness is still there, now you go and wash the second part, do we consider that the first part still has its water on it? And therefore there's a chib here, it's like one washing of your hands? Or do we say now, the first half of the hand that was dried up a little bit, even though there's a little wetness left over, so what? It's not called the chibur, it's called that separately washed, and now you're washing the second half, that's no good. So that's the question. We have a little bit of wetness left over in the first half, which is tefeach, amanas latfeach. Is that called a chibur or not? Could that be considered like it's still wet and it's called one big washing? So Gemara says like this, v'chi'iko mashka tefeach mehev, Gemara says like, so what? I don't care, even though there is a little bit of wetness left over. V'yotanam, we learned like this, ha'nitzuk. Hanitzuk Rashi says that's the kiluach. That's if you're pouring water from top to bottom. Well, some say it's not called the chibur. The hakatafris, or else water running down a mountain. Rashi says, Har Meshupa, slanty mountain. She medroyoi, Shemadroinoi mechudet harbe. It's very slanty. So the water is running down a slanty mountain. The question is, the water running down, is that attached to the bottom part, the bottom pool that's on the bottom? Let's say you have a mikvah on the bottom, and there's not 40 saw yet, there's only 30 saw water, and you have this water running down the mountain. Is the water on top running down considered attached to the bottom mikvah to make it kosher or not? Same thing, nitzuk. If you're pouring water, is the top, there is a flow from top to bottom. Really, it's attached. But the question is, since the water is flowing, that's not called an attachment. And the third case is, umashke tefeach, awe shaylo. We have a wet surface, like a damp surface. There's enough wetness there that if it touches another surface, it'll make that surface wet also. But it's not really wet there. The halacha is, ein chibur. All these three cases is not called a connection. Lo letumah v'lo letaira. Not if it pertains to tumah and not for taira. So Rashi says, ein chibur letumah again. Hamara mekli tor mekli tomei. If somebody pours from a kli, let's say you have wine that's tor, and on the bottom you're pouring it into a tomadika kli of wine. So we do not consider it like it's attached to say the top wine becomes tomei, but no, even though there's a straight flow from the top bucket to the bottom bucket, only the bottom bucket remains tomei. But the top flow is still tor, it's not called that echibor litoma. Same thing, katastrophe, if it's running down, and the same thing, tefeach, and that's latfiach. And the same thing, what? Vechein, linyin, tyro. That says, vechein, tyro, linyin, mikvoyis. The shalim, mikvoyis. Shnei, mikvoyis, shem, biechem, em, aboim, saw. You have two mikvahs, one next to another. And neither of them has the shear of 40 saw. The nitzik, katastrophe, so mashka, tefeach, mechab, and mechibur. And you have a flow of water from one mikvah into the next mikvah. That's not mechab with the two mikvahs. It's still possible. It's not called the good chibur. So we see clearly here that running water, or else even if the water is still, but it's only a wetness of tefeach amanas latfiach, it's only wet enough, damp enough, that if it touches something else, it makes that damp also. But not that it's really water. So it's not called the chibur. So if so, why by Tirusha Dayim do you think it would be kosher? Now, as Pshita won't be good. So where it says, Lo tzricha dika tefeach latfiach. The first part of the Gemara was, Lo tzricha dika mashka tefeach. You only have a little bit wetness, that if you touch it, there's damp on your hands. But if your hand touches another surface, it won't make that wet. The first half of the meaning was it's only tefeach. Tefeach means it's very small amount of liquid of dampness there. So that the Gemara says for sure that's no good. So the Gemara says the question is the ikar tefeach lahatfiach. That like we spoke about before, we're talking about this little bit more damp. The first half of your hand that you washed, you still have some water on it. That much water, if it touches another surface, would make that surface wet. So that's called ikar tefeach lahatfiach. Not just on its damp, but it has enough dampness to damp something else. So Mara says, so that we also learned. Tefeach latfiach chibur. That we learned, yes, that is called the chibur. If you have enough water, that water is like wet enough, it could wet another surface, that's called the good chibur. So Rashi says, chibur letumul atayra. Or kasaka da habamina was duwa dinla natila. The same smart applies for washing your hands. Again, the question was, you washed half of your hand, up until your knuckles you washed, and you dried them up, and there's a little bit wet left on them. And there's enough wetness that if you touch another surface, it'll wet that surface also. And then you wash the second half of your hand. So the question is, the first amount of dampness, the wetness that's on your hands, on the first half, is that called like wetness is there, to be considered a chibur as if you're still washing the whole hand at one shot, or not? So Gemara says, yes, it is called a chibur. We learned that the fast latfiach is called a chibur. So Gemara says, no, that we learned here is called a chibur. Dilma may be linyan mikvois. Maybe it's only falacha the mikvois. In the case we had before, we have two mikvahs, one next to another, and there's a little hole in between. And the amount of water in that hole is a very small amount of water that's only tefeach amnas latfiach. That is called a chibur. And I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehudi, it goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. But maybe only for mikvois it's called the chibur. But not for Natila Shadayim. Maybe for Natila Shadayim, that's halacha, you have to wash your hands. If you wash half of your hand and dry it, even though there's a little bit wetness there, so what? That's not called a washing. Only for mikvois, maybe it's called a connection. And like a Yehudi Shita Disnan, we learned, mikvah sheyesh bo yaboyim so mechavonis. You have a mikvah that has the exact amount of water in there. It's exactly 40 saw of water in the mikvah. Exactly kosher mikvah. Now, v'yodu shnei v'tovlu. Two people went down on that mikvah to be tovlu. So it depends. Shneiim v'vasachas tovlu. They both went down at the same time. So all the water is still in the mikvah. We're not talking about that the water rises and flows over. Then about it is possible. We're talking about that there's enough height in the mikvah itself for the water just to raise its level, but the water still stays in the mikvah. So therefore, if you have two people going in at the same time, very good, the mikvah is still kosher. There's still 40 so water in that mikvah. But what about the zeach azeh? Let's say first one person goes into the mikvah, then he comes up, and when he comes up, he takes some water with him. So it comes out, what's left over is less than 40 so. And then the second one goes down there. So the lacha is rishon tor, v'yashayni tamei. The second one is tamei still. The mikvah is no good for him. Because when he went down there, there's no more 40 saw there. Some water went up with the first one. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Im hoyu raglov sherishoy negas b'mayim. If the feet of the first one is touching the water still, is af hasheni tor, then even the second one is still tor. In other words, the first one went down to the mikveh and came up. But if his feet are still touching the water, so the water on his body is still considered a connection to the mikvah. Like the water on his body, since it's tefeach, amanas latfiach, even though it's not really wet, it's just damp there, but it's damp enough to touch another place, you'll make that place wet also, that's called tefeach, amanas latfiach, and it's called the chibur. So we consider all the water on the person's body as if it's still connected to the mikvah. So we still have 40 saw in the mikvah, then when the second one goes down to the mikvah, it's kosher. But again, that's why he asked it for a shayla. Because not that we say here, it's a chibur, maybe it's on the limit voice. But for Natila Shidoyim, he has it for a shayla. That was a suffix. Rav Chizda asked the shayla, suffix is yesh to tila chatsoyim anat. But that was ilfam, ilf for shayla. Yedai is also chatsoyim anat. The Mor doesn't answer it. Yeah. Right. Mor says now, Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Harayamu, it was said, we learned, that Habo Roishoy Veruba B'mayim Shuvim. If somebody goes into a swimming pool, he goes into Mayim Shuvim. He goes into water that was fetched through a kli. The Loch of Usunsi, or else Vitor, or else if you're a Torah a person, She Noflu Aroishoy Veruba Shloshalug B'mayim Shuvim, or else they pour it on top of you. 3 lugam of water from the pitcher, alachur is tamei. Where the rabbanon, both these two cases is tamei. If you go into mayim shuvim, most of your body goes into mayim shuvim, or else they pour on top of you 3 lugam of mayim shuvim. With the rabbanon, you tamei ti truma. You're not allowed to eat truma with the rabbanon. So Rashi says the first big line, tamei le truma. Rashi says ad sheyitvo until you go to the mikvah. Well, megzeres shemayin asa davarhi. This is one of megzeres. I've learned the parakam with the Masechta Shabbos. The Morah explains that the Shoylem Morah Sruchim, but then mikvahs used to be outside in water that was Sruchim, that was smelling already. The stuff, the bad water that used to go to the mikvah. So what do? Oliyachad Sfilo Yeresin. After they went to the mikvah, the dirty mikvah, they used to go and take, wash themselves off. The Shuvim used to go into a bath, or else they used to throw water on top of them. And then people used to say, listen, the dirty mikvah, that's not metayu anymore. The clean water we go into or we throw on top of us, that's what's metayu. So people will stop going to the mikvah and just go to a shower. So therefore the Rabbanim made a gzera that if you just throw gimelug yamayim shuvim on top of you, or else you go into a bath, most of your body fits into the bath of mayim shuvim, you become tamei if you can't eat truma. If you're a kain, it's us if you eat truma. Now, boy Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the shayla, what's going to be chetzi of bediyah of a chetzi ben tefila? Let's say half of your body went into the bath, so you're not tamei yet, because only halacha is roishay v'rubay. You have to have most of your body going in there. Let's say only half of your body went into the bath, but the chetzi ben tefila, then the other half of your body they poured on top of you gimelugamayim. So what's the halacha my take on this? He has a suffix. Like, we put these two takonas together or not? Was it takonah b'davka if you put most of your body into the bath? or else if you throw on top of your whole body, gimelugim. But if you only have halfway each way, that's a suffix if you're tummy or not. Boy, Omar Rapapapa says like this, Harayomu we learned, Baal Teri Chayla, or Baal Teri, person let out Zera, and he became seasick. So the locha is, I'm in the Ikura Dinya, the Konis Ezra, that Baal Teri is not allowed to learn Torah, until he goes to the mikvah. So there's a cool after Baal Teri is sick, Shenosnu Olav, Tisha Kabimayim Tor, that they pour on top of him, Tisha Kabimayim, 9 kavim of water goes on top of him, he becomes Tor, he's Tor from his tumas Keri, Midirabonin, that Akopon is allowed to learn Torah. To make him Tor Midirai Savad, he has to go to the mikvah. Like he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, he's still Tamei. But that Ezra made a takona, that you can't learn Torah unless you go to the mikvah. So if the Bakeri was a chayla, sick person, it's enough for him to put on top of him, Tisha Kabim Mayim. Now, Boy Rapala, Papa Yasser for Shaila. What's going to be Chetzi of the Tefillah? Half of his body he puts into the mikvah. The Chetzi of the Nesina. And on the other half of the body he pours on top of him, Tisha Mayim. My, what's the loch is this Bakeri muta to learn Torah or not? Take a more obliged by something. So it could be either you have to put your whole body into the mikvah, or else you have to pour this Tisha Kabim on your whole body. But halfway, maybe it's no good. So mice, we pass the Numar Brochas, the Basmana Zed, Boto, Takonis Ezra, that you're allowed to learn Torah and Davin even though you don't go to the mikvah. However, there is a Milo of pouring upon yourself Tisha Kabim. Mice, Lachwein Maleka with a shower also. If you stay under the shower, you Mishaya that 9 kavim of water goes on top of you, that's also a tire of Tisha Kabbat for Balkari. So, what? Right. Midah Tirishin. Echudam mefonei nechta, v'yechudam mefonei nechta. Mishra says that one shliach, one person says mefonei nechta, and one says mefonei nechta, it's possible. Omer Rav Shmuel Ba'yud, Omer Rav Yechanan. Loishana was only said in the Mishnah that it's possible. In other words, the takanas was when the shliach brings the get, the shliach has to say everything. One shliach has to say before nai nichtav and before nai nichtam. He has to tell us that he saw it written and he saw it signed. If he only sees one and somebody else sees the other one, it's no good. So this thing, Gemara says, Amar Shmuel of Yehuda, Amar of Yechanan. Loishanu, this was only learned. Loishanu ba'lishain ha-get yaitse mitachas yidei shneim. We're only talking about that both of them are not shluchim. Like only one was a shliach, and the second one is sound like an Eidech coming and telling us. That's when it's no good, because then the Shliach is only saying before Nei Nichtov, and that's no good. The Takana is that the Shliach has to tell us before Nei Nichtov and before Nei Nichtov. Ava, but what's going to be? Get Yotze Matachas Yidei Shneim. Let's say both of them are Shluchim. Both of them, hold Rashi says, Shneim Madukim Boy, Shneim Shluchim. They're both, where's Rashi? They're both holding on to the Get and they're both Shluchim. And one says before Nei Nichtov, the one says before Nei Nichtov, then it's kosher. That's what the Shmuel or by Yehuda says. Kosher. So Rashi says kosher. The Afagav the loy klum karmi, even the big chiddush. If both of them are shluchim, then it's kosher, even though they don't say anything. And the reason is why Rashi says the lechadat shluchim meimer. If one shliach brings it, that's the takoni you have to say before an echtov. But tavayu when two shluchim bring it, the lechadat shluchim meimer tavayu. Why one has to say both nichtav and echtam. We shouldn't make mistakes with other Kiyam Ashtoras to say it's kosher with one aid. Kosher, but if two come, it's kosher. The Ksav Ashnaim Shavir Get and Tzrichim Loima. If two bring a get, he doesn't have to say anything. The time of Yeshua Mishayin Edim Mitzvah Nakaimoi. Har Edim Mitzvah Nakaimoi. Because Lamaisa, the Edim, he had to Makaim the get. So if two Shluchim came and brought the get, you do not have to say before the Nechtav. So Moses says, Alma, what do we see? Alma Ksava, we see where Shmuel holds, Alma Ksava, Shnaim Sheviyu Get Medina Sayom, if two shluchim, two people bring the get from Medina Sayom, the other side, Chutz from Chutz Loretz, is they Tzrichin Sheyomu B'Foneinu Nechtam B'Foneinu Nechtam. They do not have to say B'Foneinu Nechtam B'Foneinu Nechtam. We don't need it. Nothing, not to say anything. No, not to say anything. Not to say, we'll still see. So Pasha, they're not like Rava. That the only reason why you need before an echtav is to have agent in Mekayim in order to be able to be Mekayim the Shtar. Because we're afraid nobody will recognize the signatures. So therefore we want the Shliach to be Mekayim it. But when two people bring it, they're Edim. So later on, if there's any problems about the get, these two shluchim must still be there, and they'll be mekayim the get later. So right now, we don't have to say anything.
They had to be mekayim if they didn't see it. They didn't see it signed or
no. But we'll say after shmur it's a kasha, but not lishmur, just to recognize the signatures. If they would recognize the signatures, then we know it's not forged. That's enough.
They recognize the signatures.
Right. So most probably recognize if they came from that city. We take on. They recognize the signatures. So if the main purpose for the Shiach to say before the Nichtav is that we should have the signatures okayed, so when two people bring it, they could okay the signatures, that's enough. So Mar says, Omalei Abai, Abai says back, like Omalei Abai, Abai says back. And the Mayat is so, safe with the Torah, the safe of our Mishnah that says, Shnayim Oymim Mifanein Nichtav. Two shluchim, two people said, we saw it written in front of us. The Yechud Oymim Mifanein Nichtav. And the third person says, he saw it signed. Puzzle. It's puzzle. We have Yehuda Machshir, and in the Mishnah it's a Machlokes of Yehuda, says it's kosher. So Moses says, Taima, what's the reason in the Mishnah? The Ein Haget Yotzim Adachas Yidesh Neim. And now Mishnah then has to be talking about for sure that the two are not Shluchim. There's only one that's a Shliach. So one said before Nechtav, and the second person said along with him also before Nechtav. And then the third person said before Nechtav. So that's the machlokes of the Tanakhama says it's possible. It's very good why it's possible. Because the shliach that bred it only said the Pona Nechta, that's all. So that's possible. We need the shliach to say both. So the question is though, why does Yehuda say it's kosher though? There's only one shliach, and the shliach only said here, so why is it good? So where is the kasher? So, the time of the year, not get yotzim matachaj day shneim. Hot get yotzim matachaj day shneim machshirin. It would be kosher, Master Rabbanu, but it says kosher, Amalayin, yes, it's true, it would be kosher. If two people would be bringing it, two people would be shluchim, it would be kosher. So then the Gemara asks, V'chi ein get yotze medachas yedei shneihem. So if so, where is the machlokes in our Mishnah? When the two for that first said before Nechtov, they're not both shluchim. Only one of them is a shliach. If so, but my pligi, what's the svara in the Yehuda? What does Yehuda say it's kosher? If there's only one shliach, and the shliach does not say the whole thing, he only says before Nechtov, so why is it kosher? True, you have a second Eidech that says before Nechtov, but that's no good. There's a special takana, we believe the shliach. The shliach has to say both before Nechtov, before Nechtov. But a second Eidech is not Neman. So Gemara says, Masav one holds, Gazrina Dilma also Lachlufa Bekim Shtaras the Yalma. I said, Rabbanan say, we still have a Zera here. Maybe they'll come to say it's kosher by Stasoris. By Stasoris. Afilu B.A. Dechod. Well, my sovereign of Yudah holds Loigas Rim. We don't make the Zera over here. Because over here, the Meister, we have a maid saying the Chsima is kosher. We have it before Nechtam. Then usually we have the Zera just before Nechtam alone is no good because it'll come to Osel Achlufa B'Shashtoris. But over here, since the Meister, we do have somebody saying before Nechtav. So they'll know here it's different. So therefore here Abiyud holds there's no gzera mishum mechlufei. Therefore here Abiyud believes says the shliach is kosher. Enough, really it should be enough over here. The only question is, do you make a gzera, you'll come to make mistakes by other ki mashtaros or not. Now the Gemara says, lishna achrin, another way to say this like this. Lishna achrin amrila, that omar av shmur bar yudu omar av yechanan. Afilu get yoytze mitachas yidei shneim posel. No, that still is possible. Even if two shluchim are bringing the get, still it's possible. Because the case was that echrem mefona nechtav, echrem mefona nechtav. When you have two of them, they're both shluchim, and one says mefona nechtav, and the other one says mefona nechtav, still it's possible. Even though two bring it, still we need the same person to say both nechtav and nechtav. We can't have half and half. Tamar says, if so, alma we seek, sovri holds. That Shnayim Shevil gave him a Dinah Sayyam, if two people bring a get, Shrichim Sheyemru, the Fanayim Nitzel, Fanayim Nechtam. Still we have the Takana that the Shluchim have to tell us the Fanayim Nitzel, Fanayim Nechtam. Omlai Abayis, Abayis said back, Elam Yatir, so, Sefer, the Sefer of our Mishnah, the Tana that says, Shnayim Rami Fanayim Nechtam, Tri Yechurim Fanayim Nechtam, Possel, Gabu de Machshir. So you're telling me now, Afidu get Yotzim Tachashide Shnayim, Pasli Rabbanim, even though both of them are Shluchim, still the Rabbanim say it's possible, because the Maisa we don't have the same Shliach saying Mefona Nechtam, Mefona Nechtam. They only say Mefona Nechtam. There's a third person saying Mefona Nechtam. So even though two of them are Shluchim, but since both of them are not telling us Mefona Nechtam, then Nechtam it's possible. Omalein, yes, it's not true. According to the Rabbonin, even though you have two shluchim, both of them have to, or at least one, has to say both, before an anechta them, before an anechtam. So Mora says, in, if so, but my kumiflegis, so what's the machoikis then, you then the Rabbonin, ma sova lefi shem beki lishmo, that's the one hole, the time is mishum lishmo, and that's why Taka's puzzle. Even though two people bring it, still they have to say before an echtov. Because even though you have two here, that could be Mekayim v'shget, but we don't know if it was written l'shmo or not. If you would like rabbis to serve from l'shmo, even when two bring it, still the shliach has to say before an echtov. But the takana was he has to say both, nichtav and echtov. Umasa, Rabbi Yudhals, no, l'fi shein eidim etzuim l'kayamoy. I'll tell you that the reason why we need before an echtov is because we're afraid we won't recognize the signatures over here. But here when we have two people bringing the gift, that these two people must probably recognize the signatures, that's enough, then we do not need before an echtov. So Mar says, if so, it comes out, Lema, let's say, the Rabbi of a Rabbi Tanoi, it's coming out now that the Machlokes Rabbi Yehudin, the Rabbanu, the Baal Mishnah, is the Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Rava, that's not Mestavra. Usually we don't say, Amaroyim argue in what Tanoim argue. So Mar says, lo, that's not a kasha. I tell you, Rava Metaras Kalishna Kama. Rava that says, only I'll speak him, I'll aid him to you like Hayomom. See, for sure, has to learn at the first Lashon. He has to learn that the Shiloh is where only one was a Shliach. Because when you have two Shluchim, according to Rava, you would not have to say before an Echtav. According to Rava, that it's only a Shiloh of Eidim Mitzvim Lekayomo to recognize the signatures. Whenever we have two Eidim bringing the gift, we have people to recognize the signatures. So you don't have to have anything more. So according to Rava, Pshita, when you have two, you do not need before an Echtav. So the Machlokes, the Mishnah has to be where only one Shliach brings it. The Machlokes is, do we make a Gezerah up to Shashteras or not? So Rabbi's going to have to answer like the first Lashon. For Rabbi Amaloch, Rabbi gets to answer like this, no. The Kula Yalma Bina Lishmo. Everybody agrees to me that Avada, the Takona before the Nechtav was because we need Lishmo. So what's the Machlokes now Mishnah then? Why does the Tanakhama says when two Shluchim bring it, you do not need before the Nechtav? Why not? Even though two people bring it, but maybe the get was not written Lishmo. Gemara says, "V'hocha b'mayaskin." All we're talking about over here, liyachas shalomdu. Our Mishnah is talking about like we had before, after they learned halachas. That in chutzlots now they know the halachas of lishma. So there's not a real gezeira anymore that it wasn't written lishma. Oh, the gezeira shemiyachs v'adam v'chukula kamiflegi. And the only reason why we still need the pona nichtav now is it's out the new gezeira. Like we're afraid maybe the kukul will come back again. Maybe now they'll forget again the halachas in chutzlots. And they forget to write Lishmo, so that's why the Chum still wanted us to say before the Nechtav. So this is a Machlokes. The Masav Gazrinim, so Tanakhama says, yes, we still make Xer even Lacha Shalomdu, and therefore, and when two bring it, they have to say before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav. Or Masav Rabbi Yudis says that it's Kosher, Loi Gazrinim, he holds there's no Xerah. He holds, when two bring it, he holds, you don't need before the Nechtav. So Gemara says, if that's the pshat for lifting the number of Yudah Bereisha, so what is the Yudah argue with the Bereisha? If you're telling me now, Mishnah's talking about Liyaka Shalomdu, after they know the halachas already, if they know the halachas already, so forget about two shluchim. Even when one shluch brings the get, you don't need it anymore. So why does it say, why is he made with possible in the Bereisha? So Gemara says, we learned it's true, Itmala, Ama'ula, Cholak, Cholak, Rabbi Yudah, Rishayin, it's not true. We learned that Yehuda argues even Rishayna. Yehuda holds that Liyachas Shalomdu after they learned Halachas and Chutzlaretz, you do not need before Nechtav anymore. So Rashi says the Rishi means Viechulim before Nechtav, Viechulim before Nechtam. Kivun the Yotim Tachas Yedei Shneim Lekayim Lekula Meches Lishmo Nami Yalomdu. So what are we afraid about? The Ma'aseh said there are two people there. One said before Nechtav and one said before Nechtam. So Rashi says that even though we learned before that Rab agrees to Rava, that you have to make sure we could be Mekayim the get, that we recognize the signatures, but whenever there are two people here, even though only one says before Nechtav, and one says before Nechtam, but Lamaisa, we have two people here, so they both recognize the signatures, there's no sign from the Kiyim. Just for Lishma, we have Yud Hold, the Akashalamda, there's no sign from Lishma. So Yud argues in the ratio also, that if one Shliach would say before Nechtav, and one would say before Nechtam, that would also be kosher. All right, turn over.